My addiction owns me, but I must confess. The devil, he owes me for debts unpaid. I asked him to take my soul so I can have the world. He said you gave it up long ago. When you cut my skin and drag it down now, I'm gonna feel like a living now. But you're all mine, yeah, you're all mine. Now I'm naked. Like I'm born again, born again. Baptized in anesthesia almost every night, almost every night. The addiction is killing me. No longer can I see. Sing, get it up. Take it slow.
Good afternoon, friends. The time is 3:03. You're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth, 106.1 Portsmouth Community Radio. My name is Mike, and you're listening to The Underworld. And before we get going with some more music, I'd like to let everybody know that we are having a pledge drive right now. And that's because we need money. Let's just lay it on out there. You know, we're a community radio station. We don't have commercials, none of that stuff. We just come in here and have some fun and put stuff on the air that hopefully somebody out there enjoys. And if you do, then please support us and give us a call at 430-9722. That's 430-WSCA. And for the first pledge that we get this afternoon, I'm going to give you a choice of one of three excellent CDs. And, you know, call me up and I'll tell you which ones. So, we're going to keep on going here. Next up, I've got I with Drive.
Drive. Just smell the sweet scent to leather. Don't stop with me, just
a great song. Love those guys. That's I. They're in the studio right now working on their second CD. Their first one's called Off the Hook, and it's great. I've listened to it, about 3 Brazilian times. I enjoy it a lot. Got a big show coming up today. For this first hour here, I'm going to be playing a smattering of many different local rock bands. And in the second hour, we're going to have Our Past in the studio, as well as our resident lunatic Hammer. We're going to make that second hour from 4 to 5 all Our Past all the time. I believe it's the entire band's going to be in here. You know, if you're a regular listener of The Underworld, then you've heard a good portion of it already, and we're going to do it some more. That CD, Our Past CD, is called A Vacant Smile, and it's going to be big. It's already pretty big, and it's getting bigger. So I'm looking forward to having them in the studio and talking with them. In the meantime, though, we're gonna keep on going with some music. Next song is Q with What Am I, and I got to tell you, I'm disappointed with all the rockers out there that are not calling in to pledge a few bucks to WSCA. Just give us a call at 430-9722. We'll give you, you know, a disc or two. We'll figure out something good. So, anyhow, here's Q with What Am I.
Walk in my world with the shadow close behind. Walk with me. Who am I? Always told what I'm supposed to do. Always told what I'm supposed to say. If I only knew, they let me pray. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to be? What do you want me to be? Wasting time, I stand still. Deep within, I know who I am. Feeling trapped and held down. They want me to feel being strong. Confined, I'm taking back my life. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to be? What do you want me to be? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? rise above this. I will rise above this. Who am I?
That was Q with Who Am I? Or let's try it again. The song is What Am I? This next one is a band I've never played on this show before. It's Trashlight Visions with Dead Waves on the Air. That's a cool one. Hey, we just had Hammer come walking in. How you doing, Hammer? Number two's on there.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, hi there, Precious.
Hey, baby. How's it going today? Oh. You hey, can't scare me. I was in the Navy.
We got somebody else here that wants to say hi real quick.
Off,
I don't know.
Here he is. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on?
That is the voice of Jim from Never Say Never.
A band that regular listeners to the show would have heard several times, and we're going to... Gonna play you again here. If I can remember the name of the song, give me a moment. Give me a moment. Nope, it's not there. It's not in the head. Give me time. Here we go. Divided We Fall.
Yes.
You'd think I'd remember this because I have played it on the show quite a few times. But here's Divided We Fall.
Yeah.
Kingdom.
I'm already living in sin.
So that's one I'd actually never heard before. That's Better Man's Rule with Living With My Sins, brought in by Hammer, along with a nifty little present, promo we threw in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I haven't had a chance to talk to you at all, although I've been meaning to.
Uh-oh.
Well, and I've got to talk to all the, you know, two people, both people that are listening right now.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they're going to be listening, you know, online or on the podcast or at Rage Rock Radio. But this week is the WSCA pledge drive.
It is, yes.
Where we beg for cash shamelessly. And as such, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a special one-hour episode of the Underworld at 4 o'clock. And also on Thursday at 10 o'clock from 10 to midnight. So if you have an opportunity to show up for either one of those, then please do so.
I might have to do something about that.
Cool.
Mm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim, how you doing over there?
I'm pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah. This is pretty cool, I gotta say.
Well, you know, our studios are a little underwhelming here, but we do what we can.
Yeah.
Glad you like it, though.
Yeah, it's cozy.
Yeah.
Getting no hammer. Real close.
Yeah, we're sitting on each other's lap pretty much right now because it's so small in here.
Well, yeah, Jim's. What instrument do you play? I forget.
I'm vocals.
Vocals for Never Say Never.
Yeah.
Yep. And I caught you guys at the Seacoast Metal Fest back on August 5th. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was. That was a lot of fun. I brought my two daughters, Kaylee, who's supposed to be my co-host on the show and never shows up because she's got better things to do. And then my youngest little 12-year-old Jessica, and they both. Not that's normally the audience for. For headbanging tunes, but they both like it, so they had a ball.
Yeah, we try and make it entertaining, to say the least. You
know,
you don't have to be a death metal fan or a heavy metal fan to enjoy one of our shows. And
we
survived so long.
That whole day was very cool. You say for so long. How long's never been together?
Well, we got our final lineup probably earlier this year, but the guitarist and I started out as a two piece with a drum machine, and we've been. Going ever since. I switched over to vocals probably a year and a half ago, and then we've picked up some people along the way. Drummer Dave Ellis is awesome. He's a Keen right now.
Is he related to Chris Ellis?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Unless they're from Franklin, and Franklin's a weird spot to be from.
No, I shouldn't even throw that out anyway.
But yeah, really, we're really starting to come together as far as a band, and we got a. Let's see. Probably in the next month, we'll have a CD ready for like selling them at shows and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Called Coordinator Bludgeon, which you.
Yep,
already
I've
have
got. On. Yeah, I've got five songs on. If I can find it here, five songs on the demo that you sent me. All of which rocks. Only two of which can I play on the show.
Yeah, that's where it gets a little tricky.
Yep. Now, who writes your lyrics?
Both Jeff and I do. Jeff's like a lead guitarist.
Because I checked out the lyrics on NeverSayNeverOnline.com, and there's some really good lyrics there. I mean, it's not, you know, with metal, I generally expect a pretty high level of intelligence in the lyrics anyways. Unlike most of what you hear on the radio, the metal bands actually put, and punk bands for that matter too, actually put thought into the lyrics, and they actually mean something to the artists in most cases. Sometimes it's just rock, get crazy, get drunk, but an awful lot of it has some social or political relevance, or you know, it's got something that you're saying in it. And definitely with you guys, I see that in a big way.
Yeah, we try and just soup it up. We try and get some really heavy riffs in there and some lyrics that actually, you know, come from somewhere. You know, I got a lot of CDs on my shelves where, you know, it's the same thing over and over again, and really doesn't have any sort of impact.
Yeah, how many times can you listen to Motley Crue Girls, Girls, Girls before you go,
yeah, where are my girls?
Yeah, where are my girls? And my brain is melting from underuse. It's stagnating. But yeah, I like that you had the lyrics page on your website, and people really ought to check that out because they're very interesting, they're very lucid, And they're put together well. I really thought it was cool.
Oh, I've seen those guys probably more than a dozen times in the past year, and every show is a lot of fun. They're just a lot of fun to watch on stage.
Now, you guys are playing this this Saturday, is that correct?
We're playing tomorrow, and we're playing Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Playing,
that's right. It's the 22nd,
yep.
Is that right, at Mark's show place?
No, it's Stepping
I'm
Out
totally
Lounge.
Off. Okay.
That's next week. That's
oh, 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 oh.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
And
my bad.
But tomorrow's Hard Rock Knockdown, and that's going to be really cool. A lot of regulars come out to that. Like,
where's that going to be?
For 2 months.
Is that at Stepping Out as well?
That's at Dover Brick House.
Oh.
In
okay.
Dover, New Hampshire.
With a B, not a P.
Yes.
Yes.
And with that, I've got to say hello to
Kevin of 13.
Kevin of 13. They were our guests last week, and we had a very enjoyable time. But they're crazy and sometimes prone to verbal slips and miscues. Okay, so I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's cool.
The Brick House.
Yeah. That's going to be a really cool show.
So who else is going to be with you on that one?
Breakdown New Hampshire, Burn the Children, and The Network, who's recently got signed to some label off the Red Chord. They're pretty big in Massachusetts, but. They're stepping up. They're finishing their first CD, and then they're going out on tour. So we anticipate a lot of people coming out.
It's going to be a great battle.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Great bands.
It's going to be a really heavy show too.
Man, tomorrow night I might be able to make that one. I'm going to do my best to get there.
You need to.
I know.
Definitely.
I know. And I also need to go see Kevin of 13 this Saturday.
Yep.
Definitely going to be at that one. And I was thinking I might make it to that one at Stepping Out on Friday as well. Now that one, Stepping Out in Manchester, which at one time was the Hogstroff,
yes.
And one time was the Spider Room, just so people know the location we're talking about.
342 Lincoln Street, right off of right off of Valley Street.
Right, because it's newly renovated and renamed. But let's see, who else is in that? Windowpane, Porter.
Yeah. Mindset X.
Mindset X, yeah.
And I think that's it. There might be one more.
That's a really good lineup with, and then Never Say Never on top of that. That's a really good lineup. That's going to be a really great show. And I think my odds of being at that are high. Not at 100%, cool. but the odds are way up there. Well, let's do another song from your demo here. I took it out because I'm an idiot. Let's put it back in. I'll play the one other song on here that is lyrically legal for me to play on the show. This one's Revolution. And I don't think I've ever played this one on the show.
No,
I think
this
I've
is
done
a good one, man.
Think I've done Divided We Fall every time I've played your band. So this is Revolution, and a brand new one for listeners here.
Shadow grids, solemn days fired in the heart.
Well, let's take a quick look at the weather. There it is. All right.
The weather's outside.
It is. We're inside. There's no weather in here, but I can tell you what it's like outside, or you could stick your head outside and find out for yourself. But assuming that, like me, right now you're a shut-in, I'll tell you what I've got on the computer screen here, and that is that, well, let's see, right now outside the studio it's 78.4 degrees. Late afternoon today, partly cloudy with a high near 74, south wind around 8. Tonight, slight chance of showers before 8 p.m., then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 and 11. And then periods of showers. It's going to be rainy tonight, okay? It's going to get down to like 59 degrees. Wednesday, slight chance of showers before noon, partly cloudy with a high near 72, chance of precipitation 20%. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. West wind between 7 and 11. Yeah, who cares about that? Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And Friday looks good, mostly sunny, high near 64. And that's getting enough of that for that for right now.
It's a little bit warmer than it was last Tuesday.
That's when outside. It was 66.6.
Yes.
Did you see the picture on...
No, I didn't see it.
I put it on the Underworld Radio Show's MySpace page.
Yeah.
And I also put it on the photo album on underworldrock.com.
Oh, right on. I'll have to check
it
out.
Yeah, it turned out really good.
That's funny.
It looks awesome. Yeah, when we had Coven of 13 and the temperature was 66.6 degrees. And yeah.
Very funny.
It was. And it just happened that Jessica looked up and noticed that.
Right.
Actually, that's who I've got on... got queued up next is Coven of 13. They're going to be playing, man, way down in Oxford, Massachusetts this Saturday, and I'm going to be at that one. And so if anybody wants to come down and say hi, just look for me. I'll be one of the 3,000 big, fat, bald guys wearing a black T-shirt and you know, hanging out, listening.
Fat, bald, with a goatee.
Fat, bald, with a goatee. That...
That describes about half of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know. But Coven of 13 was very funny on the show last week, and that was a really good time. And their music rocks, so we'll give Green another spin here.
Thank you.
yeah, that was Green by Coven of 13. They were our guests. I'm gonna try to stop stuttering and walking all over myself. Coven of 13 was our guests on the show last week, and they were a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing them down in Oxford this weekend. Oh man! Hey, Jim. You'd think
I'd, you look like you're getting strangled over there.
By all these cords. You'd think I'd remember to turn your mic up before I say hi to you, but
yeah,
no,
that's all right.
Not me.
I wasn't prepared.
Oh man! So I don't even know where to go. You surprised me by being here.
Yeah,
but
you know, I like to surprise people. Hammer was nice enough to let me tag along today. I'd never been here before, and I figured I'd check it out, see what all the noise is coming from my speakers.
I am not nice.
He's a fairly decent dude.
Yeah, don't let him fool you. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he killed me last week when he was asking Coven of 13 if they performed animal sacrifices and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they said no, right?
Yeah.
Or did they? They said no.
They said no. They don't do that.
They hang slugs and snails off of cliffs and shoot them with BB guns.
Ah. Well, hopefully there's slug activists out there.
There's activists for everything, man. There's got to be a slug activist. I was going to ask you something. What was I going to ask him there, Ham?
How long did it take to grow out your afro?
How long did it take? Oh, that is that's a good one. Probably about a year and a half. You know, you gotta pick at it every once in a while and get the flies out. But just got some new conditioner yesterday, so hopefully it'll
that really wasn't
it'll tame
where I was
down
gonna
a little
go.
Bit. Sure, why not? Just pitch me in one direction. I'll just keep going with it.
On a more serious note, how did you come up with the name Never Say Never?
Ah, that's a good question. A lot of us in the band weren't, we grew up listening to metal and stuff, and we all kind of went our separate ways, mostly the guitarist and I. He's a web developer, and I'm a master's student at UNH, so there's
sweet.
Like...
what are you studying?
Civil engineering, surprisingly.
Wow, nice.
So, you know, it was kind of more or less... Don't go in one path, you know, don't turn your back on music career or just making music just because you like it. So basically never say never on all accounts. You
that's
know.
Cool.
So that's where it spawned from. And plus it was a catchy name and
yeah,
you know, it sticks with
hurt.
You. And heard it a couple times on the radio or radio TV and it just kind of turns your head. So I was like, yeah, man, let's do that. So.
Yeah, that's cool. So tell me. I get a feeling that that the music scene, you know, throughout northern New England here, is right on the verge of just exploding. Do you get that feeling?
Over the past like year, it's been crazy. I don't know whether it's just because we're growing as a band or whether the scene's improving, but you know, we'd go to some shows and you know, Ozfest is kind of weird because there's so much promotion, but when you go to like a small basement show or something, there wasn't a lot of people and there didn't seem to be much interest or like just bands working together to put on good shows.
Yeah,
you know, maybe one band would do the promotion, the other guys would sit back, but we've been lucky and you know, just like finding good bands to play continuously and you know, hanging out with Hammer and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd say the level of cooperation's been you know, increasing a lot. And, you know,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt like that.
Sure you didn't.
Totally unprofessional around here.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're not professionals. We don't get paid for this.
Not really.
We just do it because
we
just
love
do it,
it.
And to irritate people by making irritating sounds. That's not.
I can't even do it.
Come on.
Jeez.
My name is Jeff Carter.
Jeff!
I play with Hour Pass.
Hour Pass. Now Hour Pass is going to be our guest in the studio through the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. Are you the first one here?
Indeed I am.
Where the hell is everybody?
They are on their way.
Good. Good. If they're listening right now, follow the sound of my voice.
I'll hum in the background. Do something like... Like a beacon for you to follow.
You're getting warmer. Warmer. Yes. No, no, ice cold. You're ice cold. Turn the other. Oh, warmer. Warmer. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to play one more song that's not by Hour Past, and then we're going to be doing all Hour Past all the time. And this last one is one that we all, everybody here, I know you guys know this band, and Jim's going to be playing with them on Friday, Window Pane with Take the Pain. They're right, that wasn't Window Pane, and that's because I pushed the wrong button. That's Window Pane. So once I finally got to it, we got Take the Pain by Window Pane, and those guys are awesome. And they're going to be playing this Friday with Never Say Never and Porter, who I started the show off with. They're going to be playing at Steppin' Out in Manchester. Steppin' Out has changed names a few times. You might know them as either the Hog's Trough or the Spider Room, but now they're stepping out. And I'm looking, if you're wondering why there's no music and I'm talking funny, it's because I'm digging out another CD. Here we goes. Because, well, the time is 3:55, and you're listening to The Underworld on WSCA 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And it does happen to be the week of our pledge drive, the time of the year when we humbly ask for your help in keeping community radio going. You know, it's not for us. We don't really care personally about the money. We just want the radio station to keep going, and that's really all there is to it. Now, I should finish the thought, I suppose. So, if you'd like to contribute, if you'd like to make a donation, become a member, etc., then you can give us a call at 430-9722. That's 6. Let's try that again. That's 430-WSCA. And we'd be happy to take any donation that you feel would be appropriate. And just because I'm a good guy, I'm anybody who calls up and, well, I should say the first three people who call up with a donation, I will give you a CD. I've got three CDs I can give away today. One is Angry Hill's first CD. One of them is Mongrel's newest CD, and the other one is the Long Forgotten's only CD. So these are all great discs, and they're by a great local band, so give me a call, and we'll see what we can do. In the meantime, I'm going to... Oh, hey, Hammer, hang on.
Oh, hi.
There we go. Woo!
I just want to give a quick shout-out to my buddy Fletch over there at Windowpane.
Oh, yeah.
And Jared... And the boys, I just wanted to say hi, that's all. I miss you.
Those guys are awesome, and great band, and they're great people, and they're very very active in promoting the local music scene. And I think Fletch is going to be in a position very soon to be doing even more with that. People go check out the Windowpane MySpace page, MySpace.com/windowpane, then I think they can find a link to Fat Bastard Entertainment,
right?
And find out what Fletch has got going on with that, and it's going to be very cool. So all luck to him, and I'm just going to stop stuttering here.
Okay, if you insist.
I do. Oh man, hey, I think we've got some more of. Some more members of our past coming in here. And while we're waiting on them, I'm going to... Oh, hey, you brought in a disc. Let me... Hang on. You talk for a minute.
Oh, I have nothing to talk about.
Then talk about
that. I really don't.
Sing us a song.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Here's what I was looking for. Woo! All right. Hey, we're going to kick off... this hour this entire hour is going to be Windowpane. We're going to kick it off.
That's going to be our with, pass.
Did I say Windowpane?
You did.
They're not in here, are they? Oh, man.
We are.
My face is so red. Yeah, get over it. With Our Past, this first song is Sinister. Play! There we go.
You're listening to the Underworld Radio Show on WSCA 106.1 LPFM, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Our Past, Sinister. Go.
Dates and places where you can see Hour Pass. September 22nd, Good Times Emporium, 30 Assembly Square, Somerville, Mass. Go to goodtimesemporium.com for more details. September 24th, The Big Easy, Market Street, Portland, Maine. Check BigEasyPortland.com for more details. September 30th, Champion Sports Bar, 15 Thornton Street, Biddeford, Maine. Call 207-282-7900 for door time and admission fee. October 6th, The Pavilion, 188 Middle Street, Portland, Maine. Call 207-773-6422 for more details. Check out myspace.com/hourpass for future shows or go to our-pass.com. I am Hammer from RageRockRadio.com and you are listening to the Underworld Radio Show on WSEA 106.1 LPFM in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portsmouth's community radio station.
www.ourpassfm.com.
Yeah, that's... excuse me, yep. That's... I can't even talk. That's Our Past. First we played Sinister, and what's the name of that last one? I hadn't heard that one
Falter.
Before. Falter. Because that one's not on your... That one's not on a Vacant Smile, is it?
No. Those two songs, those two cuts right there, are actually from a demo that we recorded in our band room with a friend of ours a couple years back, prior to the Vacant Smile recording sessions.
Cool. Now, on the Rat Pack Unleashed Again sampler disc, you guys have Someday. Well, actually, the Sinister from on there was also a demo, right?
Yep.
On this one. And then Someday, which doesn't appear on that CD either, but both, but very good songs. Very cool stuff. So you guys, you're nationwide now.
We're working on it. We're working on nationwide. We have some nationwide distribution. We're just working on getting some radio play in various places so that people know to buy our records. So
yeah,
we're getting there.
Yep. Well, around here, where can people find your CDs?
Right now, we're pumping pretty much all Bull Moose, Newberry Comics, FYE, Strawberries. Pretty much most of your record stores. I mean, we're not quite in the Walmarts or anything that high scale, but there was records pretty much available. And you can get it online through our MySpace. You can get it through ratpackrecords.com.
They can actually buy it. There's a link on my webpage as well. And for the Underworld Rock, the Underworld Radio Show, trying to get the words out, underworldrock.com, as well as at Rage Rock Radio, that people can find a link to buy that too. So
beautiful.
Nobody's got an excuse. They can find the disc. They can buy it, and it is definitely worth buying. Don't want to sound like I'm sitting here kissing anybody's butt, but I've listened to the disc probably, I don't know, 40 times. I've listened to it through a lot of times, and it's awesome. Every song on there is great. Style is something different from a lot of music. I notice. Tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm missing something, a lot of music got a lot of muted notes, or dampened notes. Anyways, we get the chicka chicka chicka, which is cool in its way. But with you guys, I hear a lot of open notes. You know, notes that you let ring while, you know, you've got one guitarist that's playing a melody or rhythm, or sometimes some cool leads while, you know, with a lot of open notes. And then Mike is doing all kinds of weird things on the fretboard, putting in all kinds of additional things that add an awful lot to the music. It gives it a real complexity that you don't hear in a lot of music. And then bass. Nick, you're really active on the bass. You don't have just a, you know, bump 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 kind of bass line. You're all over that, all over the neck, and really adding to the melody with the bass, which is very cool.
Well, the funny thing with that is I didn't write those bass parts. Michael wrote those, so you're giving props to him again, which is awesome, because I'm in the same shoes as you. You know, I listened to the music and fell in love. And I was like, wow, you know, I want to be a part of this. You know,
that's
so
cool.
I came on after Vacant was already written and almost fully recorded.
Wow.
I sat in the studio and watched Coop do the vocals, and that was it.
He's our baby. He's our newstead. he's just with us. So.
How long you been with Our Past?
It's been about 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's only 9 years old.
Yeah.
A prodigy, my friends. A prodigy. Well, cool. And have you guys, we ought to go through introductions. Did I do that? No, I didn't. We've got Nick. I'll let you guys do it. Say hi and tell us what you play and your name and all that stuff.
Yeah, my name is Nick. I play bass live right now, working on some new stuff.
Michael, I play guitar, and yeah, that's what I do.
I'm Jeff, and I play guitar as well.
And Koopa, lead singer, not here today.
He's tattooing right now. He's
getting ink.
Hard at work.
Oh, he's a
tattoo artist.
Giving.
Oh, okay.
Giving ink. Yep. Out of Bitterford.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. And then I forget the name of the drummer.
Josh.
Josh. I've seen it on the website, and I was, you know, looking at them going, okay, I got to remember that.
We have such unique abstract names.
Well, me too. I'm Mike Nicholas, Smith.
Michael, Jeff, Josh. So yeah, they're really easy to remember.
What's up, Hammer?
Nothing. Yeah. I don't have a microphone, so I've got nothing to say. And I've got a really bad cold too, so I sound foolish. So I'm not going to say too much.
Yeah, it's the cold that makes you sound foolish.
That's exactly. Silly accent that I have, you know, because for some strange reason I have an accent that I've never heard from, you know, from anybody else. So I kind of sound goofy, but you know, people say I have a good radio voice, especially when I talk like this.
I hear your 1-900 number is doing well too. Your 1-900 number for the other voices you do.
Yeah.
That's doing pretty well, too.
Thank you.
Let's play something from your disc. What song do you guys think I ought to play next?
Enemy?
Yeah, let's do Enemy.
Yeah, we're trying to push this track as our first single
track
from
is
the
it?
Record. It's track three on
three.
The record.
All
it's
right.
called Enemy Within.
All right. That one was Enemy Within by Hour Past. Let's take a quick look at the weather here. The weather today, late afternoon, chance of showers, partly cloudy with a high near 74. Chance of precipitation around 30%. Tonight, periods of showers, mainly between 8 and 11 p.m., low around 58. Chance of precipitation, 80%. We're definitely going to be getting some rain. It says somewhere between a quarter and a half an inch is possible. So, you know, close the windows in your car. Wednesday, slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., partly cloudy with high near 71. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. Thursday, mostly sunny with high near 68. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 64. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. And that'll do it for that. So you're listening to The Underworld on WSCA 106.1. And this show is dedicated solely to local rock, and got a great local band in the station with me right now, Hour Past. Hey again, guys.
What up?
Yeah.
Hey.
Very good job on the weather.
Thank you.
Sounded very like...
Yeah, like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. Don't let it fool you.
What?
Nothing. I'm just listening. Just listening.
Go listen from your car.
Sorry.
That'd be Hammer from Rage Rock Radio.
I can go outside and call in.
Oh.
Like last week.
Last week.
Well, if you do, I'll give you a disc, man. Yeah.
Just added to my collection of Hour Pass CDs.
I didn't say I'd give you an Hour Pass CD.
Oh,
I don't give away those ones, man. I actually only have one, so I can't, because then I won't have anything. Well, so you guys, what songs in particular really hit you guys? Which ones really mean something to you?
Off the record?
Yeah, off your CD.
I'm pretty attached to all of them, actually.
Well,
yeah, it's
I know, it's tough to pick, you know, your favorite among your babies, but
it's a mood thing. It completely depends on what mood we're in. But the first song that we heard together from the finished product was Sorry.
Yeah,
that was one of our like definitely a sisterhood of crying musicians moments, because that was the first song we heard finished off the radio, and it came out beautifully. We worked with John Wyman.
He's
up
awesome.
In Westbrook, yeah. Halo Studios, and that was the first song we all heard finished together. And to me, that was a very like nostalgic moment that's going to stick with me for a while. So
that's cool.
I still kind of get that feeling when I listen to that song, like, oh, this is the first time hearing like together some like we accomplished this. It's great. And so that's a beautiful song.
It's a very good song. It really is.
Yeah.
Sinister is it's an aptly named one. That's a pretty dark song.
Yeah, it's,
indeed.
It rocks hard.
It's for the kids, as Cooper says.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in. He's saying that sort of tongue in cheek. I get the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally.
It's because the song is very obviously about child abuse.
Yeah.
Or sexual child abuse in particular. And, so that's a pretty, it's a pretty dark one. You know, there's certainly a place for, there's a big place in the world for dark subjects. So
he penned the lyrics to that one after, I believe it was, seeing something on the news, about like a situation. So, child abuse kind of situation.
Oh, those things they happen way too often. It's sick. Yeah. And the cover on the song that you guys covered from Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
That's
that came out awesome.
Thank you.
I really love the what, you know, there's a lot of bands are taking old crappy waiver songs from the 80s and making them something good finally. And so I was really happy to hear that one on there. But Disturbed does it very well, and Alien and Ant Farm does it really well. There's some others out there doing it too, but
yeah,
I was happy
Manson,
to hear that.
Manson likes to take his hand at the 80s hits.
He does. but it came out really good, and sounds awesome.
Thank you.
I like
thank
that.
It's a great song to start with. I mean, when you get a good blueprint, it's a classic song. It's just ageless. Everyone knows the song. Everyone knows the movie.
Yeah, everybody's seen the movie. And But it's definitely nice to hear it rock instead of, you know, all synthesizers and, you know, no guts.
We got some more, too, if you see us live.
Oh, yeah?
We happen to play for 2 hours. There's more cheesies. Cool. 80 covers.
Cool.
Got some Queensryche in there. We got
nice.
Midnight Oil.
What do you do from Queensryche?
Silent Lucidity.
Yeah,
that was a good song then. Still a good song.
I have a memory of that song. They played it at Joe O'Brien's birthday party this year. And Joe and I and Steve from Mindset X were arm in arm in front of the stage, belting it out back to the band, and because we were really, really, really drunk.
Yeah.
But we had a good time.
Would you do something like that?
They were
drink
awesome.
To excess.
I'm telling you, man, they do that song perfectly.
Cool.
It's awesome.
That's cool. That's a great song.
And I don't drink to excess.
if Joe's listening, yeah, we did play it for you.
We did. It was for you.
We've played that song for him so many times, and he's yeah.
Oh yeah. It wouldn't be. I wouldn't say that's my favorite Queensryche tune, but it's a good one anyway.
Yeah.
Queensryche is like a number two favorite of mine.
Oh really?
Yeah. With only Iron Maiden topping them.
Oh, nice. Maiden's great.
Oh yeah. Yes, the greatest metal band. Actually, the greatest band of all time.
Yeah.
Yes, we should all aspire to excellence like them. Careful.
Yeah, I'm breaking you. Breaking the CD shuffle.
That's all right. Somebody here built it by hand, I'm sure. Let's play some more music. This next one is Pray For Me. And again, it's Hour Past.
Yeah!
Love that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Ended kind of abruptly there towards the, at the end. I guess they always end at the end.
They do end at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Pray for me by Hour Past. Oh. Okay. So I heard you guys discussing a moment ago. What's the best way for people to find out more about Hour Past?
MySpace.com/HourPast with an H. That's our current functioning website. We have a main website that's under construction. You can also go through RatPackRecords.com, RATPAK.
Yes.
Yes. And same with his MySpace. Same thing. MySpace is beautiful. You can find out all the information.
You're
going
to love MySpace.
Yeah.
His Rat. That's good. His MySpace is MySpace.com/RatPackNewEngland.
Very good. Rat Pack New England.
Yeah. Now, I met Joe for all of 20 seconds when you guys were playing at the Asylum on
And you fell in love with him, didn't you?
Shook his hand, and then he looked back at the stage, and I did too, and that's the entire, you know, that's as much a exposure to Joe as I've had.
He's a man of many words, too.
Yeah?
Indeed.
Yeah.
He's a poet.
I know he's going to listen to this show. I just wanted everybody to know. I wanted to reiterate something that I said a couple of weeks ago about, he doesn't say very much, but, you know, that's what you get from somebody that runs a record label out of a tent in his backyard.
So I don't know the guy, but I know he's got good taste in music, because every band that I've heard from Rat Pack Records is something that I dig.
Yeah.
And so, you know... I at least can tell him he's got exquisite taste in music.
That's our family, and he's our papa.
Yep.
Aww.
Aww. Love you, Joe. Label. Love you, Label.
So who else is on Rat Pack Records then? There's Windowpane.
We got Windowpane. We got Vegas Temper. We got Porter.
Q.
Q.
Yeah.
Mindset X.
Yep. Trashlight Vision.
Affiliated.
Okay, affiliated. Yeah. Oh, well, I played them for the first time on the show today. They're a cool band.
Cool.
And we just started playing Porter recently. Got a hook up with them.
Those guys are fun as hell. Porter's good.
Awesome live.
Yeah, when I saw you guys at the Asylum, I got there too late to see. Now I've seen Q before, but I've never seen Vegas Temper, and I'd never seen Porter. And I missed all three of those bands and came in time to see Windowpane, you guys, and Mindset X, which was all awesome. But I'm going to try to catch Porter at, what's the name of that place again? Stepping Out on Friday.
The Stepping Out Lounge.
Stepping Out Lounge in Manchester.
Yes, everybody Vegas. Should come out to that show. Porter's a good time.
Yeah.
Porter, hands down. Good
That's
time.
Cool. They're great music. Yeah. I'm still waiting to get a copy of their full CD so I can put a lot more of it on the show, but that'll be coming any time.
Yeah.
So where are you guys going to be next?
We got a show coming up this Friday night at the Somersville, Mass. At the Good Times Emporium. Good Times Emporium. We've been there once before. It is good times. It is good times.
It's a cool place.
It's aptly named.
It's aptly
Indeed.
Named. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's this Friday. And then this following Sunday, the 24th, we are playing with Twisted Roots at the Big Easy in Portland, Maine.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's a charity show, too. So we like jumping on those.
Nice.
Do some good things.
I've noticed that with all the bands in this area. Everybody's seems so happy to jump into the benefit shows, and most of those shows that I've been to have been down south of here, down in the Lowell area. But you know, they'll get 10 bands together that all just donate their time, and they'll raise $10,000 in a day for the American Cancer Society.
Yeah,
and every band that I talk to, they all seem to take part in those, and that's awesome.
Yeah, any excuse to rock, and then if it's for a good cause, even better.
Yeah, well, people need to appreciate the musicians a little more and get to those shows and help out the causes.
Yeah, totally.
So that'd be cool. What day was that again?
The charity show is Sunday. It's this coming Sunday, the 24th,
yeah,
in Portland, Maine.
Is that an all-ages show?
It is not. It's 21 plus.
Okay.
21 plus. But if you can make it out, it's a good time. Twisted Roots.
They rock.
Yeah, local legends. They're great guys. So
cool.
Good show.
Cool. And people can find out more about that on your MySpace page.
Yep.
Yep. Awesome.
MySpace. Info.
Cool. Well, let's do more music.
Awesome.
How about, let's find it here. How about that one? Number 9?
Which one's number 9?
The cover.
Yeah, rock it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here's Don't You Forget About Me.
I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, surreal in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. Where the light gets into your heart, baby. Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. Where you stand above me, look my way. Rain keeps falling down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down, down, down. Vanity and security. Alright, don't you forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together at heart, baby. Don't you forget about me. Call my name.
That's Hour Past digging out a moldy oldie. Originally by Simple Minds.
That was the beautiful voice of John Wyman himself as well.
We've got a phone call. Should we mess with him?
Yes.
I love messing with people.
Domino's Pizza.
All right, let's... WSEA, you're on the air. This is Mike.
Hey, it's Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Enjoying the show this week?
Am I, or are you?
I've only been able to catch a little bit of it. I'm listening online, and the buffering keeps going off and on constantly, so I'm not being able to catch all
the show. Yep, we run into that all the time on this show, because we have more listeners, I think, on the internet.
No, I think what it is, you're playing that loud rock devil music. That's what it is.
Now, what is it you're going to be playing tonight on your show?
Tonight, for the first 2 hours of Black Knight Meditations, I'm playing nothing but New England metal bands.
But that'll be loud rock, devil rock music, right?
Oh, it's definitely satanic,
okay,
absolutely.
Thank you.
I mean, that's all I play. you'll hear black metal, thrash, death, so different kinds, throwing some gothic doom in there as well.
Yeah, I always read your promo during the show, and I'm glad you called, because today I was totally forgetting it.
Ah, oh.
I'm sorry, I swear to you, I always do it. You can listen to my podcast and see. You can go to www.underworldrock.com and check out the podcast.
Hey, that's my homepage.
Is it really?
No.
But, that's know, okay. It's not my homepage either.
I wanted to make you feel a little good about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So,
Mark likes me. He really, really likes me.
Just like my website is your homepage, right?
Oh, that's right.
I'm definitely doing the local metal thing tonight. I've got about, I don't know, 15 or so bands. And this is stuff that I play every once in a while anyway, but I figured since it's our pledge week and it's all about community, why not play some metal from Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts? And I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, I've got a disc that I put in your inbox here, in your mailbox.
Okay.
Along with the two discs that you needed back, by the way. And it just happened that today Jim McMahon from... Never Say Never came in here with Hammer, and he came in the studio and was talking with me for a while. Those guys are awesome thrash, and so I'm putting their promo in your inbox. The last two songs on it are both radio friendly and they rock. So you might want to consider.
I totally admit I'm not familiar with the band, but I will definitely give it a listen.
Okay, awesome. And I need that promo back because that's the only one I've got.
Okay, sure, no problem. But thanks, I appreciate that.
Hey, my pleasure. So everybody should listen to Black Knight Meditations tonight from 10 to midnight. Well, from 10 to 2. 10 but
to
in
2.
Particular, 10 to midnight
exactly.
Is going to be local metal bands.
And if anybody calls up during my show, becomes a member, I've got tons of CDs, DVDs, T-shirts, posters, stickers to give away. I've also got tickets to the Malaya Rage Candy Striper Death Orgy show this Saturday in Bedford, New Hampshire.
Cool.
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 And I will be there myself. Should be a great show.
Awesome.
And Malaya Rage from Boston.
Yes.
Candy Striper Death Orgy, they're from New Hampshire.
Nice.
So, keeping a local thing going.
Awesome. Well, local is the good stuff, man. I mean, I love all music. Well, I shouldn't say that. I love music from all over, but it's the local stuff that needs more attention around here.
And I will say the local music scene, as far as on the extreme end, is great. Bands like Frozen Forest and Cold Northern Vengeance put out some great music, and you'll definitely hear that stuff tonight. So if anybody wants to hear the more extreme side of the local scene, definitely tune in tonight.
All right, cool.
Cool. Take care, Mike.
Hey, you too.
All right.
Have a good show tonight, man.
Later.
Bye. All right. Yep. That was Mark from Black Knight Meditations.
I have a little trivia for you.
Okay.
Malaya Rage has been around forever and ever and ever. And there's a little-known band that's circling the globe for the past few years called Godsmack that the lead singer used to be in that band originally.
Oh, really?
Sully was in that band for a while.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh.
Here's your trivia.
Hammer always has either a very inappropriate comment or question, or something very interesting. Either way.
Or really sweet Hammer pants. She's
definitely MC Hammer!
that's completely illegal to say.
Can't touch this. Can't say that.
Can't say that. I'm singing MC Hammer songs. I hear it 3 or 4 times a day.
Sorry, dude.
What? This isn't the first time ever? I refuse to believe that.
Really sad.
I do have an old pair of Everlast pants that I wear around the house and shake my booty around and dance side to side in front of my fish tank.
Sweet.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to gouge out my mind's eye. Thank you. Oh, man. So, what day did your CD, A Vacant Smile, become available, guys?
This is my favorite part.
Yeah?
666.
Yes. Praise hell.
Yeah, it came out, what month was that? 666.
That would be
June.
June 6th.
Excellent.
Do you have any way to get a gauge on how it's doing out there?
It's doing well. I don't know exactly how well it's doing. I know that it's doing well enough to keep us rolling and to get more copies out there. So
nice.
Hopefully things like this.
So you'll find yourself going into a second or third printing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're in a second
well
printing.
Into the second.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping more now that we spread ourselves with, we got TWE distribution. Like I said, rocking us some CDs out in like the Best Buy stores, the Strawberries, the FYE, those kind of stores. So the more we can sell on those, the more we're going to have to print up and get out there. So,
yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome.
You gots to do it.
Gots to. We actually just did an acoustic show in FYE at the main mall. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah? Did you get a lot of people showing up for that?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
It was cool.
Yeah, it felt like some kind of circus attraction or something because you're in the middle of the mall and you got like kids walking by. But yeah, it was pretty cool. We sold some records, made some new friends, caught up with some old ones. It was cool.
Give out autographs?
Yeah, we did a few
That'll
autographs.
That'll make you feel pretty good,
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We did a lot in Skowhegan.
Wow, yeah.
We got mobbed. We played the fairgrounds. That was Saturday.
The TOS.
Yeah?
The TOS Saturday daytime. We actually played with Vegas Temper from Rat Pack.
I still have to catch Vegas Temper.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, they're good, man.
I've only met Josh from Vegas Temper, and that was at the Asylum because they ditched me because they wanted to go play for open for Tesla. That was more important than being on the Underworld. I can really believe that. I totally understand it, and I would have done the same thing. I would have dropped this show so fast.
Sweet Tesla.
I have absolutely no problem with them ditching me for that.
Just for the record, I decided to go to that show, too, instead of coming here.
Yeah?
Ha-ha.
Fine. I don't blame you. I would have, too. Oh, man. Okay. More music.
Yeah.
We have a few more minutes. What should we do, guys?
Vacant? Title track?
Yeah. Title track. All right.
Vacant.
All right. Yeah. Here's A Vacant Smile.
My life to be in my heart.
dates and places where you can see Hour Pass. September 22nd, Good Times Emporium, 30 Assembly Square, Somerville, Mass. Go to goodtimesemporium.com for more details. September 24th, The Big Easy, Market Street, Portland, Maine. Check BigEasyPortland.com for more details. September 30th, Champion Sports Bar, 15 Thornton Street, Biddeford, Maine. Call 207-282-7900 for door time and admission fee. October 6th, The Pavilion, 188 Middle Street, Portland, Maine. Call 207-773-6422 for more details. Check out myspace.com/hourpass for future shows or go to our-pass.com. I am Hammer from RageRockRadio.com and you are listening to the Underworld Radio Show on WSEA 106.1 LPFM in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth's community radio station.
Awesome promo, Hammer.
Sweet.
Indeed.
That was a sweet bass line.
Yeah. Like,
not bad just using a laptop, huh?
No, not bad at all.
Pretty good.
That bass line was provided by Jared from Winnipeg.
He rocks.
Yeah.
I like Jared. Very cool. Well, dang, guys. Time is drawing to a close.
Yeah.
We got to say goodbye. I'm sorry. I'm really glad you guys could make it today.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you very much.
And I'm not going to try to get a commitment out of you right now because I know you can't. But just for everybody's info, check out the we're going to have a special show, special edition of the Underworld both tomorrow from 4 to 5 and Thursday from 10 to midnight. And 10 to midnight is going to be a very good show, and I'm hoping that Hour Past is going to be doing something special with us in that. So, they can't make me a commitment right now because they've got people to talk to, but I'm hoping that they're going to be back, and I'm hoping that tomorrow I can make some announcement about that on the special edition tomorrow.
And we are hoping as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd really love that. Well, guys, thanks for coming, joining me in the Underworld.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you much.
I've been looking forward to this one for a long time because you guys, I think that you guys are going to be of any band that I've had on the show so far. I think you guys are going to be the first ones to get a platinum album, and I've got my fingers crossed for you. I hope it happens soon.
Yeah.
Hope it happens soon, and if it does, come back again.
And show me
because I want to see because that'd be awesome. So thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate you coming in on the show.
Thank you.
Hammer, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you going to be able to take the show all on your own next week, dude?
Well, I don't know. We got to discuss, how things work around here and take some silly classes, I think.
Yeah, I think we'll be talking about that some mañana.
Right on.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or the day after.
Right.
No, it's tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to be indisposed for like the next 6 weeks.
It started off as 4, then last week was 5, and now it's 6.
Believe me, I'm not real happy about it myself. But the guest that I've got lined up for next week is Q.
Nice.
But they're working on their newest CD, and so they can't be here. They're going to be doing that by telephone.
Right on.
So 4 to 5, or if Hammer can manage to do it earlier. You know, maybe earlier, I don't know. But
there's a possibility that I could come in here for 3.
Very cool.
A very good possibility.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk more about that on the air tomorrow.
Very good.
I feel certain. And we're going to finish up with one more from Hour Past. Ooh, we're not going to be able to get the whole thing in, but I'll play as much of it as I can. This is from my hand. And thanks again, guys. Really appreciate
you
coming in. I hate to cut out a good song while it's still playing, but I have to on that one. Because the time is 5:02 and I'm already a couple of minutes late for firing up the next show that we have every day from 4 to 5, or 5 to 6 rather, and that's Democracy Now!